In my opinion, this bill has arrived far too late for proper and effective analysis. Communities most affected by Brexit, like Donegal, will not have had sufficient time to deal with the implications of this piece of legislation or prepare for any mitigation that's required. I would like to reiterate my concerns in relation to Donegal about future healthcare projects, and I question whether this bill will secure the position of future projects that will be vital for citizens coming from Donegal across the border. Part 5 of the Omnibus Bill deals with student supports in higher education. While students from Donegal can apply for maintenance grants in respect of approved courses at higher national diploma level or higher, this student grant scheme is not available to students from Ireland who are attending PLC equivalent courses outside of the state. In this case, Donegal students attending PLC equivalent courses in the North West Regional College in Derry will be hugely affected. Minister, since partition, Donegal and other border areas have suffered from chronic socio-economic deprivation and a persistent lack of economic development. Coupled with Fine Gael's anti-rural policies, towns and villages across Donegal are losing jobs, businesses and people. And that is why the proposed upgrade to the A5 was an enormous win for this region, but all hopes were dashed yet again when Fine Gael failed to manage costs on the National Children's Hospital and Donegal was the first to be bumped off the priority list. The Brexit fallout should serve as a reminder of our own short-sightedness and the lack of investment Ireland has made in its own people and its own industries. Donegal has become an unwilling witness to the persistent lack of economic development in the North West region.